This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Congressional leaders continue to oppose the idea of a standalone bill to pay military members during the federal shutdown. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Seven of Colorado's eight House members have co-sponsored a bill to cover paychecks for military members until the government reopens. But House Speaker Mike Johnson is resisting the idea. During a press conference Thursday, Johnson said the short-term funding bill already passed by House Republicans would pay military members, but it's being blocked in the Senate. Among Colorado representatives, only Democrat Diana DeGette has not signed on to the standalone bill as of now. October 15th is when military members miss their first paycheck. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Meanwhile, the state's congressional Democrats say the federal government shutdown is hitting airports hard, including Denver International. Flights at DIA have been delayed up to 40 minutes this week. During a call yesterday, Democratic lawmakers blamed President Donald Trump and Republicans for keeping the government closed and disrupting air travel. Representative DeGette says staffing shortages at DIA are getting worse and TSA agents are stretched thin.
They're now working mandatory 6 days a week, 10 hours a day. That cannot continue and to have safe aviation.
The FAA says it may have to limit takeoffs and landings nationwide if staffing shortages get worse. More than 13,000 air traffic controllers are working right now without pay. The FAA says there are no ground delays this evening at DIA, and both the east and west security checkpoints are seeing around 0 to 5 minute wait times. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.